Fairway.
After the game, Matt was saying that he felt like that was just a step, just one step towards something bigger, better. But how do you see that moving forward with him, that he is going to improve because he's going to have more experience and more reps and et cetera?
Yeah. I think, you know, he's had a lot of reps in training camp. He's had a lot of reps in the preseason this year and in prior years, too. I think the one thing that, you know, any player who's never really started and played a lot of regular season games is missing is experience in those situations. So I thought he responded favorably 2 weeks ago when he went into the game against Kansas City. And then he reacted well last week. Obviously, he knew, you know, last week that he was going to be playing a whole lot. So he had a good week of practice. And then he went out there and obviously gained some valuable experience in a game-type situation. And I think he's getting more comfortable with that. I think every situation that comes up in a game, you can't really prepare for in practice. So, you know, the more he does those things, the more comfortable he's going to be when they come up in the future. And like I said, so far I think he's done a good job. We've got to continue to push him in practice so that he can improve.
How much of getting acclimated on the most basic level is just getting used to being hit? He hasn't been hit a lot in the last 10 years.
Yeah. You know, like he told me last week, you know, as soon as he got popped pretty good there, you know, early in the game, it was kind of, you know, reminded him that that's, you know, that's the way it's going to go. And that actually makes you feel probably more comfortable as a quarterback once you get hit. You know, if you go too long without getting hit in a pocket or in a passing game, then, you know, I think you get lulled into a false sense of what's really going to happen. So, you know, get out there, get banged around a little bit like he did. I think that's part of the process. And, you know, you feel more comfortable once it happens the first time.
So first play, you're going to tell the line not to block anybody?
I don't think we're going to do that. But, you know, inevitably he's going to get some contact at some point. And when he does, I'm sure that he'll remember that he's in a football game.
Did it tell you anything the way he got up, the hit that he took from Thomas at the end of the half? He got up and, you know, obviously limping around a little bit, but stayed in there.
I told him to get up. You know, I clicked right on. I said, get up. You know, we got to get back in the huddle. And, you know, he's a tough kid. He's always been tough since he's been here. And, you know, he's been banged around in the preseason before and dealt with little nagging injuries like all the players do. So his toughness is something that nobody would question. And you know, that's what you hope for from a guy that's leading the huddle.
Josh, what are the similarities between a red area in your mind and converting on third down?
I think they're, you know, the red area and in third down, a lot of them come down to one play situations. Obviously, all the third downs are one play situations, but in the red area, you know, success or failure in the red zone usually comes down to whether you can make that one play that they give you a chance to make, which, you know, last week we had a couple chances and we didn't convert on them, or not. And so, you know, it really comes down to your execution against, you know, whatever they determine to use against you in that situation, and you got to be at your very best. You know, execution across the board, all 11 guys. If you have a breakdown in the red area or on third down or a miscommunication, it's really hard to convert. It's hard to stay on the field. It's hard to score touchdowns. So you have to be on top of your game, all 11 guys, on those situations for you to be successful.
Is that one area where if Matt just gets more and more repetitions, it's something that's going to get better and better like everything else?
I think that the speed of the game and sometimes the type of coverages that are used in the red area and on third down, you know, you might see more zone on early downs, but then as soon as it gets to a third down situation or a red area situation, they need to get tighter on the coverage on the defensive end so that, you know, the windows are smaller for us. You know, we have less room for error. You got to be quick with your decisions, and I think that the more game-like situations you play in, the more snaps you have in those situations, the better off you're going to be, hopefully.
You got a great weapon in Randy, obviously. When you look at last week's game, he had two catches. Do you enter this week and say, you know, I got to do more, or we have to do more to get the ball to him?
I think, you know, part of, we've talked about this before, part of Randy's production or any player's production is the way that they play on defense. And, you know, if they choose to take one player away, sometimes you can do that, but that gives up a lot of other options. So I think we go into every game plan with most of our skilled players or all of our skilled players having a big part or a role in that, or, you know, trying to get him the ball different types of ways, and he's always a big factor in that. Now, you know, if they play certain things that absolutely take him out of it, then, you know, like last week, we got to go somewhere else with the football, and you know, you got to do a good job. And if they give you a chance to hit some things to him, then you got to make those count when you do. And you know, we had a couple chances last week. We didn't necessarily convert on them, but you know, he's always going to be a big part of the plan. We're always going to try to do things to get him involved as well as the other receivers and tight ends and backs, but I don't think we're not going to try to force anything to him. I don't think that's the smartest way to go. I think you're just try to build a game plan around the people you have, and you know, we'll see how they determine to play him on Sunday.
The routes that he ran well with Tom as quarterback, are they the same kind of routes that he would run with Matt, or do you alter things at all? Does Matt have different strengths that...
No, I think Randy's skill set hasn't changed. So, you know, what Randy does well, we're going to continue to try to get Randy to do. And, you know, Matt's been throwing to Randy now for over a year also. So, you know, Matt can make the throws that we need him to make to all the receivers. I mean, he's got a strong arm. He's got an accurate ball. He throws a good catchable ball. So I don't think we're going to change what we want to do with those guys. Those guys are going to run the things that we feel most comfortable with them running, that they've had success with in the past, and we feel are good things to do this week and going forward. And Matt's got to make those throws.
Do the Dolphins keep their corners to one side, or have you noticed at all that they might like Allen? Bill was raving about Will Allen.
Yeah.
Would they potentially move him from side to side?
I think any time you go into a game where their corners aren't specifically always on the same side, you always, you know, you think that they could match them. They could not. I don't know. You know, we go into a game plan and we make our players familiar with all of the defensive backs, the same thing up front with the linemen, you know, and the safeties and the linebackers. So we try to make sure that they understand the strengths and weaknesses of those players. Will Allen is certainly a very good player. He's had good games against us in the past. But there's a lot of guys on their defense that have actually done very well against us. So, you know, he's one guy that they could choose to go ahead and move if they want to. But and he's played on both sides of the ball this year. So, you know, it could be something that happens, but we'll have to wait and see.
Dave Thomas pulled up all right, wasn't off the field at all last week.
Yeah, Dave did a great job. You know, we needed a big game from him in terms of not only, you know, he caught a ball, but, you know, we used him a lot in the blocking and the protection aspect of the game last week. And, you know, we'll try to do that with all our tight ends, and hopefully we have more guys back this week to help out there. But the backs did a good job when they were in the game. You know, doing some of the protecting and blocking to try to take some of the load off of David. But David did a good job last week.
Do you have any, how's Billy Yates working out?
He's doing well. You know, Billy's a tough guy, big, strong, physical guy. And he's been in there for quite a bit of time now, you know, and we've relied on Billy a lot over the last few years, and he's really come through. We don't feel like, you know, we have, you know, a hole in any spot on the front. And Bill, that's a tribute to Billy, because when Billy goes in there, you know, last year, this year, we don't feel like we got to alter what we do. We don't feel like we got to change our protections or where we're running the ball, because Billy can hold his end of the bargain, and he has. He's done a good job so far this year, and we continue to count on him to do that.
That's your time.
Okay.